What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the We Outside Podcast.
But we inside today.
We inside today. This is actually your Greg Way for 9/13/23.
Tuesday.
Nope.
It's Wednesday.
Did you genuinely think?
Because we're back on a We Outside Podcast, which means
cheers.
Anything's possible.
Cheers to you, bro. So today, normal day. Normal day. We woke up this morning. We went to the gym. Fucking cranking one.
We went cranking
a fucking energy fucking. Mm-hmm. We're working out. I was trying to be funny with it. We're working out.
We're back on the grind, which feels good. Like, I was the one, I will say, I took a lot of weeks off.
I mean, honestly, so did I.
Thank you.
I took multiple weeks off.
He took some time off.
Multiple months off. I took multiple weeks off.
You don't think we can just say weeks for me?
I mean, you know, there's a certain point where, like, weeks become months where it's like, maybe, like, disingenuous. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Maybe we should just call it months, to be honest with
you. I took 2 months off.
Yeah. You took a full 2 months
off. You think
off.
I was 2 months? I think I was 2 months. But we're back.
It might be three for all we fucking know. We'll call it a year.
I don't remember the number. But we're back on the grind, which is good.
Yeah.
You bought a car. Have you talked about that yet?
No, I haven't. I think it's just boring. I bought a car. I bought a 2007 Yaris banging around the yard.
I like that.
He thought it was a 4Runner.
I thought it was like a RAV4 looking type
car.
Like when you say Toyota Yaris,
yeah,
my mind goes
that's
got to be a small compact SUV similar to Toyota 4Runner slash.
No, it's like a.
What was the other one? 4Runner and RAV4.
RAV4. Which one do you have? RAV4?
I have a 4Runner.
Gotcha. No, it's a.
And you tell me the yard is not that.
It's a little baby boy. You saw it. It's a little Corolla type.
We
gotta
paint that thing.
No, I mean
let's put a sick wrap on it.
I was thinking about getting someone to pay for a wrap. You know what I mean? You think kind of funny? Will pay me monthly extra.
Hey, Nick, Greg, and Tim. Greg, especially because we know you watch. Sponsor Roger's car. We'll wrap it with your face on it and say, "Watch Kind of Funny Games Daily" all over it. Give him what? What's your ask for that? The wrap job, clearly. And?
Half my insurance.
Monthly?
Yeah. $100 a month.
You want $100
a month. Extra $100 bonus every single month.
Okay. And you'll do the wrap, and you'll have the wrap job on the car.
Yeah, he has to pay for the wrap, too.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And I'll do that. I'll do that for as long as he wants.
Yeah, it's always funny to me, because, you know, my dad's a stickler. He's always like, you know, when you buy a car, yours is a little bit different because you bought a used car. But like when people buy cars off the lot, there's usually like the license plate cover says like Toyota, Carson City, or whatever you buy it from. He's always like, yo, they're not paying you. Take that off right away.
Wow, really?
Yeah, he's like, yo,
that's awesome.
They're not paying you. Like, take that.
Your dad's so cool.
So it's like, if somebody sponsored me to wrap my car, would I do it? Right? And it's like, yeah, probably. But then you gotta think, like, if I go on a date and I meet a girl, finally.
You just say a funny story. You're just like.
Hey, they're paying for this dinner.
Yeah. That's a great thing. And honestly, like, I think. Listen, we're getting honest now. This is what happens.
This is what happens on the We Outside Podcast.
You're not gonna find love if you're not honest with the other person, right? Like, the person you are in a relationship, you can't be the fake you. And the real you is just insane. Like, you're an insane person with just so many, like, what are you, hey, why does all your coworkers call you Snowbike Mike? Oh, weird story. I used to do Snowbike tapes back in the day. I still call that. Also, I'm a Twitch streamer. Also, I do this. Also, I do this. Also, I spent, what was your career highlight? I spent 48 hours in a room playing fucking Starfield. Like, you have so many weird things going on with your life. And just also on top of that, just you being you, that I think that might just add on to it. You're going to have to find someone that loves you for all your weird stuff. And I think that if you pull up in a fucking, in your 4Runner with fucking Greg Miller's face on the side and it says best fucking yams in the gaming industry, whatever he wants to promote.
Best gaming podcast. Every single
or do you think it would be a personal ad for Greg Miller? Like, Greg would want to personal be like, hey, best guy ever.
Trending Gamer of the Year.
Trending Gamer of the Year. Do you think that's going to be on the side? His
no,
face
Greg
on
would
side?
Do it for the company. He's a company man.
He's a company
I'm
man.
Thinking more like Anne Fong.
That's a local thing over here. We have a woman, Anne Fong. Something wrong call Anne Fong.
Something wrong call Anne Fong on the side of my car. Perfect example of I'm in the car.
What was the bit,
in the car
what was the bit that Andy kept on saying? It was like oh, fuck.
Hurt your leg, call Greg.
Pain in your leg, call Greg. That'd be great. But, Mike.
Yeah.
We were working out. We were having a great time. We finished the workout.
Moving our bodies.
I walk over to Lianza. I walk over to Mike. And say, hey, what's up? Lianza looks at me. Lianza, my girlfriend, obsessed and scared with aliens. Any alien, you anything, the shittiest, like the Grey Hill incident, that awful video game.
Oh, yeah.
We
yeah.
played some of that game. Terrified. Like, legitimately and utterly freaking the fuck out.
She ever seen Mars Attacks?
No, but she watched Fire in the Sky recently, and she hated that movie. She's like, that's a bad movie.
One of the aliens bites off somebody's fingers, I'll never forget it.
What's it called?
Scary. Mars Attacks. You haven't seen Mars Attacks?
No, Mike.
You should see Mars Attacks. Write that down.
I'm not going to write down Mars Attacks, okay? Yeah, yeah. But I know the comments are going to be like, yo, Mike's right. Every time you say anything, the chat for some reason has to be like, oh, Mike's actually right on this one.
Greg Miller's going to come back after his 2-week vacation and say, Roger, you should watch Mars Attacks.
I'm not fucking watching Mars Attacks. Also, we have like 7 PS4s right there just stacked on top of each other. I never noticed that. That's actually pretty fucking cool. But whatever. Yeah. We finished this this workout. Yeah. And I walk over to Leanza, and she looks at me and she says, aliens. Roger, aliens. The Mexican authorities have found aliens. And we gotta fucking talk about
it. It's a real thing, bro.
It's a real thing.
Aliens are real.
Headline from CBS News. Researcher shows bodies of purported non-human beings mm-hmm. to Mexican Congress at UFO hearing. And you've probably seen the meme right now, Seeing this. Look at that. Look at that fucking E.T. looking bitch that boy. Fucking what? What is happening, guys? Yeah. And this is a con guy. This is a con guy for
this
sure.
This is real stuff.
This
Roger.
Is not real shit. What is happening? We have two fucking little guys.
Here's
that
my issue. There's so many people like you, the sheep out there in the world.
I'm the sheep.
That aren't believing that aliens are real. And we could have a major problem. We're unearthing non-human-like creatures that are possibly extraterrestrial. We need to have a conversation about this, uh-huh. and we need to do something about this.
Okay, so again, Mike sees this apparently 1,000-year-old mummified alien, and he says, we got to do something about this.
We got to figure this the fuck out. We can't keep talking about it. We got to do something.
So what do you do? What do you do in this situation? Hey, you're President Snowbike Mike Howard.
This is President Snowbike.
This is me, the Mexican authorities.
Yes.
We got a nutcase over here who's saying that they found some fucking 1,000-year-old aliens.
Aliens, you say?
It looks like an alien.
They have alien bodies.
This guy thinks that he's found some alien bodies. He used AI Midjourney to recreate what it thinks it might look like, but it just looks like kind of like paper mache project level deal.
Mexican government, I'll be there tomorrow. I hang up.
We don't want you to. We don't want you to.
I hang up the phone. President Snowmike Mike now brings his top and brightest scientists. And here's what happens, because I'm taking the alien invasion for real.
Earl the squirrel.
I proceed to call my people up. I get top scientists. I get military personnel. I get the best of the best on the communication team. I say, hey, we're having a press conference. 3 hours, set up the shot. Rest of you, get ready to board Air Force Ones. We're going to Mexico, or wherever this is being held. You know what I mean?
It's Mexico.
We're going to Mexico. And then, at 3 o'clock, I do a State of the Union. Hello, beings of Earth, United States Americans. This is your President, Snowbike Mike.
United States Americans.
We have a serious issue, and I need to address it. And I need to get my top people down there. So here's what's happening. For the next 7 days, we're going into lockdown because aliens are real. And you're probably saying to yourself, Mike, we can't go back into lockdown. No, we're going back into lockdown because I can't have an alien invasion on my hands and have mass casualties. Okay, I have to protect the American citizen and the global community. So I'm asking all of you, shelter in place for 7 days. Now you're probably saying to yourself, but what about food? What about water? Here's the deal, okay? Here's the deal. I've called up Netflix and Hulu. Everybody gets a free 7 days.
Oh.
That will keep you satiated.
Only 7 days.
That's all I need. Okay? 7 days, everybody gets free Hulu. I've called up DoorDash. Delivery fees? Out the window. Okay, waived. Businesses still need to make money. Service workers, I apologize for the inconvenience. America still needs you. So here's what I'm going to do. All needed personnel that has to go to work, triple your pay.
Wow.
I'm tripling your pay for the next 7 days.
Wow.
Everybody else, sit your butts at home because I'm going on the Air Force One. I show up in my shorts, my top people. We go to Mexico and we find out if these aliens are motherfucking real. Because Roger, you're gonna come to me. What if we don't take this for real? What if aliens do come? What if aliens come? Then you're gonna put it on me. Mike the president didn't act fast enough. People died because Mike didn't act. We need to take this alien shit for real.
I love the idea that this situation, a guy who finds mummified alien corpses, let's say, why would you lock down the whole fucking country?
When you start to resurrect the aliens, like as we start to unearth these alien remains, the aliens above are watching us. Now they're going, oh shit, they're onto our tail. Is this the moment we need to strike? The moment that I determine the aliens are real, they're gonna strike.
Yeah. Oh, so you think it's like kind of like a ticking time bomb? Like,
correct.
As soon as we figure it out, they're
it's
gonna.
On.
So why didn't you just look at them and just say, "Hey, Mexican government, let's just cover this up."
I'm not in control of the Mexican government.
Oh, okay.
Didn't even try
to have a conversation. No, that is the most snowbike Mike. That is the most snowbike Mike answer for any guys. We're not going to try to figure out this out the smart way. We are going to go nuclear. Stop the world for 7 days. Now everyone's talking about fucking aliens. Because imagine this. 7 days later, everyone's fucking killing each other because like, oh my god, you might be an alien, you might be an alien, aliens in this, oh my god.
No.
7 days later, you come on the same union. What's up, jabronis? Just figured out it was a guy with a paper mache project.
And people would be like, thank you, Mike. Thank you for protecting us. And I'm going to say, you're welcome.
Everybody that isn't a service worker has no money now because they have to fucking skip a
They
place.
Got free Hulu.
And they didn't get free DoorDash.
Well, they're getting a week's pay. They're getting a week's pay. Everybody gets a week's pay. Everybody's getting paid.
Everyone's a week's pay, whatever job they're in.
Yeah, but you don't get triple the pay unless you're a service worker.
So how are you going to...
Service employees, triple the pay.
But everyone in the country gets a 1 week of whatever job, whatever private job that they have.
1 week.
How are you doing
that?
Sit
your butts at home.
Okay.
That's the rule, Roger. Because we need to take this for real. Because what if these aliens turn out to be real? What if some alien invasion happens in the middle of fucking Iowa and all of a sudden it's on me? Okay, I can't have that. We need to start worrying about this stuff. Because a lot of people are chirping about aliens,
okay.
And you got me worrying.
All right, so now we're not even like in the hypothetical. Now we're just talking real life.
Real life,
2023 wants to start worrying about aliens. How worried about of aliens are you? 1 to 10 right now in this very moment.
3.
So when you say we as the global we, you include yourself. It's like I also need to fucking worry
about
that.
I'm slightly aware of aliens. That's what I'm at right now. Slightly aware. Acutely aware of aliens possibly being real.
Okay, if when you watch an alien movie,
but if I was the president, I'd be 7 right now. Like if I was in control,
you don't think if you're the president
as a leader,
you don't think day one being president or day three or whatever before you even get president, they just pull you aside and say, "It's real, it's real. Here's the issue. Here's what happened." If you're the president now, you literally can't say shit.
If I'm president, Mike, they're gonna whisper in my ear, "Aliens are real."
Yeah, of course. Let's talk about that real quick. Now this is gonna be a 45-minute podcast.
Yeah, we turned this one real quick.
You believe in aliens?
There's got to be something out there.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, too.
There's got to be something out there, Raj. There's a lot out there. You see the Starfield map? Something the Starfield map is, bro?
I'm sure there's not that many fucking aliens in Starfield.
I'll tell you what, bro.
Yeah.
This Starfield map's massive. That means our world's got to be even fucking bigger, Roger.
God.
Holy shit.
That is... Dude, that's like some shit that I've heard, like a middle schooler would say. Like, that was insane. Like, you see the Starfield map? Our map in real life should be bigger than that.
Massive.
That's insane. That's like the time when I was in a Call of Duty lobby and a kid looked at me dead, like fucking straight up said, in the military, they quickscope, no scope.
That has been today's fucking Greg Wave for all of you. The We Outside Podcast. We'll return. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Bye-bye.